In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall study together.
还没开始我们学习之前呢，杨长老哈给我一张问题，是你们提的。那杨长老因为他现在都在马吉那边上神学生的课，所以他把这个问题交给我来替他回答。
And Elder Young has relayed to me a question that one of you have raised for me to answer.
那这题目是说，我们受洗是用耶稣的宝血。
He says we're baptized by the Christ, by the blood of the Christ.
罪得赦免。
That our sins are remissed.
那么那些在耶稣钉十字架以前，约翰的洗是如何赦罪呢？
So how is it that the baptism of John the Baptist was able to remit sins?
也就是说，约翰的洗，就施洗约翰他的洗，怎么样来赦罪？因为那时候耶稣的还没有钉十字架，还没有流出宝血。
So the question is basically asking, how can the baptism of John the Baptist wash away our sins, since the blood of Christ was not shed on the cross yet?
好。我们请看《使徒行传》第十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 19.
《使徒行传》十九章。
Acts, chapter 19.
十九章，保罗遇到了一些门徒。
Here, Paul encounters some of the disciples.
他问他说：“你们受洗的时候得了圣灵没有？”
And Paul asked them, "Have you received the Holy Spirit
as you're
baptized?" They said, "No."
And
we never heard of the Holy Spirit either.
第三节。
Verse 3.
保罗就说：“这样你们受的是什么洗呢？”
So Paul asked them, "What kind of baptism did you receive?"
他们说是约翰的洗。
They said it was the baptism of John the Baptist.
那约翰的洗第四节，保罗说约翰所行的是悔改的洗。
And in verse 4 it says, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance.
也就是说，约翰的洗不能够赦人的罪。
That is to say, it is not baptism for the remission of sins.
只能叫人悔改。
It is merely of a repentance.
为耶稣准备。
To prepare for the road for Christ.
也就是说，耶稣来了之后，他们还要再受一次洗。
That is to say, after Christ comes, they need to be baptized again.
所以告诉百姓说，当信那在以后来要成就，就是耶稣。第五节。
And verse 5.
他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。所以这一些人呢，受两次洗。
These people were baptized twice.
一次是约翰的洗。
One by John the Baptist.
就是悔改的洗。
That is the baptism of repentance.
但是那没有赦罪。
Without the power of remission of sins.
是让人晓得有罪。
It merely tells people that we all have sins.
后来他们耶稣钉十字架之后
，And then on the second time.
圣灵降下之后。
After Jesus was crucified and the Holy Spirit comes down,
使徒出来传福音。
As the apostles went out and preached,
他们传悔改赦罪的洗。
They began preaching the repenting and the remission, the baptism of remission of sins.
所以我们的洗礼是悔改赦罪的洗。
So our baptism is one of both repentance and remission of sins.
这样才能赦罪。
Then our sins may be washed away.
所以约翰的洗不能赦罪，只是悔改的洗。
So the baptism of John is merely for repentance.
还要受一次洗。
And these people need to be baptized again.
这样好不好？
What do you think of this? Are you happy with the answer?
那叫这样的哈。
So we'll put it under the table.
我不要讲了，你很天才啊！我们保罗讲太久了。
And I think we spend too much time on Paul.
明天是安息日。
Tomorrow is the Holy Sabbath.
应该来讲安息日才对。
So I think we should talk about the Sabbath.
但是不把保罗讲完，又不能考试。
But if we do not finish discussing Paul, we cannot really have an exam over him.
我题目已经出了三十几个空了。
I already made up the exam. It has about 30-some questions filling the blank.
我想这次可以出到五十个空。
Theoretically, I can give you a 50-question exam.
那我们就把保罗讲完吧。
So let us finish Paul.
保罗他沉寂了14年。
Paul was silent for 14 years.
我们昨天有讲过很长的。
And this is a very long period of time.
然后他就后来被找出来。
And later on, he was discovered.
你看《使徒行传》。
And let's read in the book of Acts.
《使徒行传》第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
当彼得把这个福音带到外邦人家之后。
After Peter brought the gospel to a Gentile family.
当彼得踏出了外邦宣道地步之后。
As he marked the first step into the Gentile land.
然后接着，也就是那个时候，那斯提凡也被打死之后。
And it was after Stephen was stoned to death.
大家都散了。
Everyone, the disciples dispersed.
他们本来以为说大家在一起很好的。
In the beginning, they thought it was good to have communion together.
他们相亲相爱，哈，天天在店里面剥饼聚会，啊。看起来很好，但是呢，神不要他们这样子，说他们打散了。
It was good when they got together and break bread and have fellowship, but God did not want them to remain like that.
他们散了之后，就到处去传道了。
As they were dispersed, they brought the gospel with them.
那这时候传到安提亚。
And it was brought to Antioch.
安提亚这时候是成为外邦的一个宣道的中心。
And Antioch began to become the evangelical center for the Gentiles.
那并且安提亚，因为从安提亚开始呢，信耶稣的人被称作基督徒，也从这时候开始。
And it was from Antioch that the term Christians were being used.
所以安提亚是一个外邦传道的一个转捩点。
So Antioch was the point where the Gospels are beginning to be preached unto the Gentiles.
那时候巴拿巴在那里服事。
And it was Barnabas who served there mainly.
他感觉人手不够。
He felt that he needed more manpower.
那他想起十年前的这个保罗。
And he thought of the Paul that he met 4 years ago.
因为十年前他也是把他带他去见使徒他们的。
10 years ago, it was him that brought Paul onto the disciples.
后来他们就把他送回大苏去了。
But they sent him back to Tarsus.
11:25.
In chapter 11:25.
巴拿巴这个人实在是好人呢。
Barnabas was indeed a man of mercy.
后来保罗跟巴拿巴虽然吵了一架。
Although in the end, Paul and Barnabas had an argument.
后来各有发展了。
And they went their own ways.
但是如果以私下来讲，我是比较同情。比较喜欢巴拿巴，保罗倒不太那么喜欢他。
But personally, I like Barnabas more than Paul.
在真理是另外一回事呢。在私下如果交朋友的话，我要交巴拿巴，不要交保罗。
And if I want to make a friend, I want to make a friend with Barnabas instead of Paul.
要跟巴拿巴多讲几句话，保罗就打个菜就走了。
And I would like to have more deeper conversation with Barnabas.
他们凶凶什么的，他那么凶啊。
And you know, Paul is just so mean.
但是保罗后来后悔了，对不对
？But Paul repented.
幸好这个马可没有被他一气，以后就堕落。
Luckily, Mark was not discouraged by Paul and began to fall in faith.
那这时候我们看这个巴拿巴他去找。25节，他又往大树去找扫罗，就找着了。可见呢，有找了一阵子。
In verse 25, we see that Barnabas probably spent some time looking for Paul in Tarsus, and he found him.
就说，自从他们把那个扫罗送回大树之后呢，扫罗可能就一直在大树吧。
And probably after Paul was sent back to Tarsus, he remained there.
那这时候巴拿巴再把他带过来。
And it was Barnabas who brought him out again.
巴拿巴是很有威严的一个人。
Barnabas was a man of great stature.
并且很会安慰人。
And he was also a good comforter.
很有奉献。
And he was dedicated to the church.
是没有记载到他的事工应该是不会输于保罗的。
And perhaps his contribution to the church was no less than that of Paul's.
保罗也是被他找出来的呢。
And it was Barnabas who brought Paul back.
巴拿巴是爱财了，不会说你比较厉害，我就把你埋没起来，省得你来跟我打对台。
And we see Barnabas was a man of generosity. He was able to use someone of talent.
世上人是山中不能容两条老虎，对不对？山中不能容两只老虎啊。 并且你世界上你看，有老虎的地方一定没有狮子啊，有狮子的地方不能有老虎啊。狮子是万兽之王，老虎也是啊。如果老虎跟狮子，那不糟糕了。And
there's a saying that within one mountain there cannot be two tigers because you know only one per mountain, I guess, for the territory. And it's just like wherever you see a tiger, you will not see a lion because they simply don't get along.
但是在神国里面不是这样子的。But this is not so. 你也不是老虎。
In the kingdom of God.
你也不是狮子,
You're not lions, nor are you tigers.
我们的头就是耶稣,
For our head is Jesus.
所以巴拉巴就把他找出来了。巴拉巴比较有雅量的人呢。
Barnabas, out of his generous heart, brought Paul back.
他也可能可以比在这个时候比保罗看得远。And
perhaps he had a farther foresight than Paul.
所以我们保罗不要把他一下子就把他绝对化，好像他说高的好像爬到天上去，他也没有呢。And
we do not see Paul as any saint at this time.
然后他就被找出来之后，他们足足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集教训了许多人。然后门徒称为基督徒，就是从安提亚开始的。And
after Paul was brought back, he studied with the disciples for 1 year, and it was then that they began using the term Christians.
保罗这时候他也可能从巴拉巴那边学很多。
And Paul probably learned a lot from Barnabas during that year.
因为保罗还没出来传道以前，还没有正式出来做工以前，这巴拉巴老早就是使徒了。Because
he, long before Paul began preaching, Barnabas was already a believer.
好，接下来就是要清场嘛，对不对？就换舞台啊，把清那个场面清一清。
And right now we see the stage being cleared away.
So 12章,
in chapter 12,
这个约翰的哥哥就死了，该杀了就杀了。And
James, which is the brother of John, was killed.
为神牺牲了。And
was martyred for Christ.
那这个该走的就走了。And
who needs to leave now?
就是彼得就摆摆手了，就道别出去了。And
Peter went away.
那这个国王呢？希律也该死了，那就被虫咬死了。And
King Herod dies.
那十三章之后就，使徒行传13章就是保罗开始要传道的时代了。And
as we make way in chapter 13, now Paul began to appear.
那他们这次是很特别的。This
was a special.
他们是圣灵要他们差遣他们的。
Because this is when the Holy Spirit sends them to work.
13章, 我们看第二节,
Let's read in chapter 13, verse 2.
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拉巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。这是圣灵的差派。This
is a mission instructed by the Holy Spirit.
可能神有在你心里面动工，或是神。
Perhaps God has called you from within your heart.
但是这是神给你的明证。
But here God is giving a clear sign.
我们看第三节。
In verse 3.
于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。 这是组织跟人的这个差派。
And here we see organization and also the sending away to missionaries.
这连在一起的。
And these are interrelated.
你不可以说我是神亲自呼召我的，是神叫我去传福音的。
We can't say that it is God who told me to preach the gospel.
那你就不管人了。
And we do not care about all the other brothers and sisters.
不对的。
This is wrong.
保罗跟巴拉巴还是受当时教会的按手，并且被他们差派出去。
Paul and Barnabas received the laying of hands and then were sent away.
这是合在一起的啦。你要神的恩典，你要神的呼召，神的差派，你也要顺服组织教会的差派，这两个合在一起的。
You have to obey. You have to obey God's calling and His gifts and His missions. But on the other hand, you also have to listen to the sending, the instructions from the church as well.
我们记得在《使徒行传》第九章，那个保罗刚刚被光照的时候，神就跟他讲了。
And back in chapter 9 of the book of Acts, when Paul was shown by the light of God, Jesus told him.
九章第十五节，神借着亚尼亚跟他说，那个这是神所拣选的器皿，要在外邦和君王并以色列面前宣扬我的名。
In verse 15, it says, "You should bear my name unto the Gentiles."
所以那时候彼得那个保罗听了一定很高兴了。
Wouldn't Paul be happy when he heard of this?
他以为说这个神跟他讲的这话就是明天要做的。
Would he think to himself that this is what I'm going to do tomorrow?
哦，他就开始很热心了。
And he began to be zealous.
但是到处被杀嘛。
But then he was sought by everyone.
真正的他出来做工是什么时候呢？
When was it that he actually came out to work?
经过了十几年了。
It was not until 10 years or more after.
对不对？很长啊。神跟你说你出来做工，你以为就说明天就开始大发雷心哦，那个拿一把刀乱砍啊。
Do not think that once God told you to work today, then tomorrow you begin to be overzealous and you bring out a sword and start swinging it.
这个保罗他刚开始以为是这样子。
Paul thought of this in the beginning.
哪里晓得被送回家，在那边藏了十来年。
Unexpectedly, he was brought home to Tarsus and hidden for 14 years.
现在再被人家找出来。
And only after that was he brought out, back out again.
被巴拉巴找出来。
He was found by Barnabas.
如果你是保罗，你不会不会很闷呐、啊？奇怪的，神不是明明告诉我，我要在君王面前，还要在外邦人面前见证你的道吗？怎么他在家十年的时候，一定一直想不通了。
If you were Paul, wouldn't you be very anxious that you were kept at home for 14 years? Didn't God tell me to work for him?
怎么落魄到这个样子，要跟信徒在一起，信徒也不相信我。
How can I end up in this state that even the disciples did not believe me?
外邦人要杀我。
And the Gentiles want to kill me.
这是神的应许吗？
Is this truly the promise of God?
对。
Yes.
神的应许还没到，你要忍耐等候。
It is just that the time has not come. You must wait patiently.
不要太急啊。
Do not be over anxious.
你太快了，你就把碗弄破了。
Because if you hurry too much, you're going to break the bowl.
保罗还是耐心的等候的。
So Paul waited patiently.
所以这时候他真正的出来。
And then afterwards, he came out.
他的出来也是人去把他找出来，他没有说不对呢。神说老早就告诉我，你怎么来找我？不甩你。我们常常这样子。
And his resurgence was brought out by man. He didn't come out by himself.
不对，他还是要服从当时的教会组织的差派。
And that is to say, he obeyed the sending, the mission instructed to him by the church.
这不冲突的。
This is not contradictory.
我们从神那边是开放的，从神那边领受是开放的。你能够从神那边领受多少，就要得多少。
And we should open our hearts to receive whatever God wants to give us.
但是你对人应该是保守的。
But toward man, we should have a conservative heart.
就是比那个保罗后来他所学会的。
This is what Paul had learned.
他说，他在神面前，对信仰方面好像人家他感觉啦，别人以为他是癫狂的。
And he said later on that he seemed to be a madman when it comes to the words of God.
所谓癫狂就是说他用的所有的力量来做的。
That is to say, he used all his might to work for God.
我们看一下哥林多后书。
Let's read in 2 Corinthians.
第五章十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
哥林多后书五章十三节，我们若果是癫狂，是为神；若果谨守，是为你们。所以这是就是保罗他的个性。
And this is the character of Paul.
癫狂就是说像耶稣一样，为神国事情不顾吃，哈，不顾吃饭了、啊，就是全身全心的投入。人家说你疯了、啊。
That is to say, we be like Christ, for the sake of the heavenly kingdom, we can forsake food and drink.
但是对信徒对人是谨守的。
However, towards the believers, we have a sound mind.
现代人常常是相反的呢?
And people often have this reversed.
对别人是癫狂的。
Toward others, we lose our minds.
对别人不客气啦，尽量的攻击啦，然后或是尽量的追求啦，或是尽量的要啦，或是怎么样？那对自己是很谨守的，对自己什么都整理的好好的，你可以不可以摸我这个，不可以拿我那个，你不可以侵害到我的权利。对自己是保守的好好的，我好像一视力范围看的好好的，对别人是癫狂的，相反。
Oftentimes, toward others, we have no restraint. We ask of them, we bother them, and we demand a lot from others. But on the other hand, toward ourselves, we seem to be much more generous, and we mark our own boundaries that people can't cross over, that people can't come and bother me.
你要癫狂可以对神。
But if you want to be, have a loose mind in a sense, you do it toward God.
就说你对神是放怀的，尽量的。 并且是没有保守的。
That is to say, you do not hold anything back when it comes to God.
我们在祷告的时候，有时候我在想，我们祷告的时候，有人祷告是谨守的，那开玩笑讲话的时候是癫狂的。
A lot of times, people are more restraining when they pray, but when they speak to others, they simply let it go.
你讲话作秀的时候，忘记你是谁了，哦，大言大摆这样子，癫狂嘛，然后。 祷告说那么小声，对神好像很客气一样，又不好意思，有时候就睡着了。And
when we speak with others, we speak very freely, we joke freely. But when we come before God, when we kneel down to pray, it seems that we're very quiet. We're not bold enough to ask God of anything, and oftentimes we fall asleep.
这癫狂跟谨守要分开，要放的好处了。
We must be very clear when we become generous and when we become more conservative.
那保罗就出去传道了。And
so Paul went out preaching.
第一次他跟巴拉巴。
First time he went out with Barnabas.
应该是巴拉巴带头了。Well,
actually, Barnabas should be the one leading the missionary.
如果你看《使徒行传》第十三章，你就晓得都是巴拉巴放，不能说前，大部分是这样子，他名巴拉巴名字放前面了。
And throughout the book of Acts chapter 13, we see the name Barnabas appear before Paul.
那第一次宣道回来之后,
and after the first missionary trip, Paul was more self-confident.
后来他们第二次又想出去,
but the second time, as they planned on going onto another missionary trip,
他们第一次出去的时候，有一个小老弟叫马可跟着去。
There was a little follower named Mark that followed it during their first missionary trip.
他不能受苦啊,
but he was unable to bear pain.
半路就溜了,
and he left halfway.
那第二次要去的时候,
and so on the second missionary trip,
保罗说这种人不要带了,
Paul says, let's not bring this kind of people anymore.
麻烦了,
it simply adds trouble unto us.
那他这个人年轻人可能有心啊,
but perhaps Paul was still youthful.
他第二次也想跟嘛。
But Mark was still youthful. He still wanted to follow during the second missionary trip.
那这时候，巴拉巴就说，给他再一次机会吧。
And Barnabas encouraged, saying, let's give Mark another chance.
保罗说，没有啦，有什么机会？
And Paul says, no, what kind of chance can we give him?
上次不能跟我们同苦，这次就能吗？
He cannot suffer any tribulation with us the first time. Can you do it again this time?
巴拉巴可能说：“你怎么晓得不能呢？给他再次机会吧。”
Barnabas perhaps wanted to say, "How do you know unless you try?"
保罗说：“那如果你要带，那你自己走了，你自己跟他去去。”
If you want to bring him, then you bring him with you.
那巴拉巴就说：“不要这样子嘛，兄弟伤感情啊。”
And
Barnabas 这我自己讲的了哈。
Barnabas perhaps wanted to say, "Let's not do that. After all, we are brothers."
但是最后的结果，他们是分道扬镳，这人好吧。 那既然不合的话，你要带，那你自己带咯。那你不能带，那对不起，让我带他咯。那就，自己走自己的路了。Nonetheless,
in the end, they parted.
这在15章的39节。
And this is recorded in chapter 15, verse 39.
他们也不是像我刚刚讲的这么客气了。
Of course, they didn't say all that as recorded in the Bible.
可能更火爆。
perhaps the conversation was a little more agitated.
因为于是剩下于是二人起了争论，争论的话就不是说那么客气的商量了哈，就大声小声的可能大吵一顿。
Because in verse 39 it says that the contention became sharp between them.
并且圣经说甚至彼此分开。
And they parted from one another.
也就是说很严重的啦。
That is to say, they made a really harsh party.
这巴拿巴就带着马可坐船走了。
So Barnabas brought Mark with him, and they went on sailing.
那40节，这保罗拣选了希拉，他自己找个人呢。你不用，我就带不到人了，我带一个人走了。
And Paul says, "Well, I'll bring a disciple with me too," and he brought Silas.
好，那些弟兄姊妹怎么办呢？看在眼里，两个传道，一人带一个，一人走一路，然后他们也只好说。 门弟兄们把他交在主的恩中，就说：“好吧，愿主耶稣祝福你们，再见，平安。”
What about the congregation after the two preachers departed? Well, they simply said, "Grace of God be to you."
16章。
And in chapter 16,
这保罗又去找到一个同工。
Paul found another worker.
就是这个在路斯的以哥念弟兄所称赞的这个提摩太。
Which is Timothy.
那他们就出去了。
And they went out.
第二次出去刚开始对保罗是一个很大的打击啊。 And
Paul received great hardship during this ministry.
不要以为他们一出去每次都是轰轰烈烈的。 Do
not think that they always go and fight a victorious battle.
你不要以为说当传道出去回来都是笑笑的。
Do not think that a preacher can always come back from a missionary trip and be smiling.
当太阳下山的时候，你，这是悲伤的过去了，就，16章第6节。Well,
there was a sad story, but anyways, in chapter 16, verse 6.
他开始要传了，第二次了，这是第二次出去宣道。And
this is the second missionary trip.
一开始圣灵就禁止他们在亚细亚。
In the first, at the very onset, the Holy Spirit forbidden them.
因为我们时间不太够，所以你们自己要看地图了哈。
Because we don't have enough time, but you should study the map on your own.
这整个土耳其啊，你把它量一量，土耳其不比加州小。
And the land of Turkey is not smaller than California.
它走遍了整个加州，用走路的当时顶多只是坐离子而已啊。
So we can say that they walked all over California.
圣灵就禁止他们在那。
And Holy Spirit carried them there.
第七节最后面。
And at the very end of verse 7.
耶稣的灵也不许。
The Spirit of God did not permit them.
如果你把它量量，一天让你走最快路，走急行军，1小时只能走6公里而已。
And if you march at a fast pace, you can only go 6 kilometers per hour.
正常的行军，正常走路。 不要，不是你们啦，你们可能没有啦。那个是说当兵的，4公里，1个小时才走4公里。And
normal marching will take you about 4 kilometers per hour.
他走这些路快上千公里了。And
they have about 1,000 miles to travel.
不做什么就一直走，你看走多久？走到这里圣灵不行，走到那里耶稣灵不行。那时候你怎么样？我记得高中的时候做那个实验，不是草履虫吗？ 喷，就是，不对，喷了一鼻子灰，要喷了一鼻子灰。
And so what happened to them was they come to this place, the Spirit of God did not permit them. They went to another place, the Jesus would not allow them to work. It's like back in school when we had science lab and we played with paramecium.
这时候神也在磨他，你不要说，保罗被光一照就哇。 大放光明就有力量什么，那个讲得太早了，没有，他还是要每天还是要吃饭的。And
we would poke the paramecium with perhaps a teasing needle and see how it responds. And this is like what Jesus is doing to Paul is to train him.
你看他在这里转，这里也不行，那里也不行，转好久了，不是一天两天呢。
He came over here, it did not work. He came over there, it did not work. He spent days.
当然圣经是 痛苦的，像这些都没有写啊。如果写的话，写日记也是心理交战，应该是有的了。
And perhaps, although it's not written in the book in the Bible, perhaps Paul was very anxious and saddened by the experience.
你们可没有经过说一个地方有教会，然后去把它关门哈。我在想说，如果说这里本来有邦交的，那没有了，人家把你赶降起的时候，那种心情是怎么样？不要说社会了，社会是另外一回事，有的没良心的。那如果你当传道的话，这里本来有一百个信徒，忽然被吃掉了，怎么办？那你收拾扛着包袱要回去，因为傍晚的时候回去怎么样？你不晓得走去哪里了，知道了要回家，但是呢，那心情怎么样？好像野鸽子的黄昏了。
And it's like, right here we have a church. What if the church suffers something and the church has to be closed down, and you as the preacher will have to pack up your belongings and walk away from it? And now the sun is setting, and you're walking. You don't know where you're walking. Perhaps you're walking home. But how would you feel at heart? This is like a lonesome dove seeking a place to dwell before sunset.
你没有听过他们会做的报告吗？
Have you not heard?
我们奈及利受洗的3000个人，现在若剩下300个人，其他的2700个人跑去哪里了？都被吃掉了。
But there were 3,000 believers in Nigeria. Now perhaps there's 300 left.
我们只是听到说，哇，这次洗礼多少？你没有说那些死掉的也更可怜呐。
And we always hear the glorious reports of how many thousands got baptized, but we didn't hear anything about the believers that got lost.
你们生过孩子就晓得，你生一个孩子的高兴抵不过，哇！你如果你生十个孩子的高兴抵不过十一个孩子的痛苦，就说你虽然生了十个孩子，那些高兴合起来。也没有办法弥补你死掉一个孩子那种痛苦的心情。
And you all don't have kids, but if you have 10 kids, the joy of having 10 kids will not be enough to make up for the death of one.
但是我生那几个孩子生下来的时候，我每次都有一个冲动想打他们屁股，因为害得我太太好痛苦啊。
But you know, anyways.Whenever I see my kids, I just want to spank them a little bit because they cause my wife to be in pain.
当然，慢慢才对孩子。有感情啊，这是以后的事情。当生下来说我不认识他，这事实啊，真的，我真想揍他一顿啊。
It wasn't only until they grown up that, you know, that I started loving them more. When they were first born, I didn't know them, so I really want to beat them up.
这个保罗，你看，碰来碰去，你不要以为他或、哦、当传道飞黄腾达，哦，或是到处都是圣功，到处都是神同在，没有啦，你想的太美了吧。
So do not think just because God shone light on him in the beginning that he would be working with all glorious results. Instead, he was encountering hardship wherever he went.
因为我们把几个好的集在一起，你以为说他人生就这样过，其实不是，他是一天一天过的了。
And reading the story, we do not know how he lived day from day. We may think that he had it easy all the way along.
只把困难的日子剪短一点，那剪掉而已啊。
It's just that his painful days are not mentioned as much in the Bible.
时间啊还没有哦，想掉。
Time's not up yet.
好，对不起啊。他啊，然后他宣道了3次，对不对
？And he preached 3 places.
从《使徒行传》13章一直到28章。
From chapter 13 to chapter 18.
这当中他是常常很痛苦的啦。
And he went through a lot of hardship.
保罗在腓立比书4章我们常提到的传道都会勉励信徒说，哎呀，你们要祷告哦，喜乐叫好神哦，凡事喜乐，要再喜乐再喜乐，对不对？
And in Philippians we see rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. And we may think that this is the result of preaching.
那保罗他自己怎么样呢？
But what actually happened?
我们看哥林多前后书11章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书11章。11章。
In chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians.
第一章如果我们全部看的话也是很多了，应该全部看一下子。
And this is a good chapter. We should read it throughout.
他把一生到这个时候为止所有他的苦难都把它算一算。
Because it is there that he counted all his sufferings.
我们不是要数算主的恩典吗？
But aren't we supposed to count the blessings of God?
在这里数算他自己的苦难啊。
But here he was counting his sorrows.
这是又另外一番境界啊。
And this is yet another realm of his personality.
我们看二十八节就好。
Let's just read in verse 28.
十一章二十八节。
Chapter 11, verse 28.
除了这外面的事，还有众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。我们如果保罗在这里讲的话，你一定会翻。腓立比书四章第一节说：“拜托，你应该快乐，靠主天天喜乐啊。”
And if Paul tells you this face to face, perhaps you will show him Philippians chapter 4 that you should rejoice through the Lord.
你讲的、啊、四章四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。他讲了那么多次，喜乐，再喜乐，又要喜乐。那、啊、你怎么现在天天压那个愁苦的事情压在你身上呢？都是天天的了。
But didn't you say in Philippians that you should rejoice in the Lord and again rejoice and evermore rejoice?
怎么放不下这个心呢、啊、
？But why do you say that the burden was upon you every day? Why can't you let the burden down?
为教会挂心，他一个心挂在墙壁上面，那个钉子有可能钉不太好，怕那个心掉下来，所以。
It may seem that he was worrying for the church that he hangs his heart on the wall and the nail was not very firm and that's why he was shaking.
这是天天挂心，这是不一样的事情啊。
And
一个是讲他本身自己的。
One, he was worrying about himself.
就你个人的事情你要交托喜乐。
That is to say, we must be able to entrust our personal worries unto God.
但是这时候是众教会的事情。
But this is a different matter. This is for the church.
外面的事情是他传福音的事情。
And the thing of the outside is to preach the gospel.
他真的是全心的投入了。
And indeed, he tried all his might in that area.
一首赞美诗嘛，靠主天天背负十架呢，靠主天天背负重担哦，不是十架而已啊，靠主天天背负重担，有没有？你们唱那个赞美诗的时候，有时候唱到那里才唱不下去了，唱副歌有没有？你会不会唱？靠主天天背负重担，有没有？在世路下，直到天家啊。要背负重担呐、啊。
There was a hymn that says, "Every day we should carry the burden for the sake of Christ."
有重担的不是没有。
There is heavy burden for us to bear, after all.
但是我们靠着主就能够背起来了。
But if we rely on the might of the Lord, we can carry the burden.
那。你们看讲义好了，把讲义念完嘛哈。
And、so、let's look at the lecture material.
不然继续讲，讲会讲不完的。
Because if I keep on talking, we'll never finish.
那他还是眼泪流有够多的了。
And he shed many tears in his life.
他好像父亲，好像母亲。
He was like a parent unto the believers.
所以，那再来第四大段。
And Roman number 4.
我们看保罗的生命观。
How he viewed life.
这是从腓立比书里面所看到的。
And this is extracted from the book of Philippians.
他活着是基督。
To live is Christ.
他把万事丢弃了。
He was able to forsake everything.
最后，他事事无挂碍的知足生活，就是说什么事情都不能够阻碍他。
In the end, he was able to live a life of contentment. That is to say, no worries in life can bother him.
最后，你们自己看提摩太后书四章七节八节。
And in the end, read on your own 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
这是保罗凯歌。
And this is a song of victory of Paul.
凯歌是好的。
It is good to sing a song of victory.
所以考试也要考。
So we have to take our test too.
就是考这一节一定要考的，对不对？既然是那么好的话，就要考试了，那马上背起来就是了。
Well, since this is a wonderful verse, then I guess we need to memorize it for the test.